Greetings, it's July the 22nd, 2019, and this is yet another podcast of AmazingPages.com, The Journey. I'm Jim, I am your host, and I'm telling you my own story of my bout with, not a bout, but my cancer journey, which I'm still involved with. Anyways, it's been a while since I posted an update, and so I thought it would be the time to do so because quite a few things have happened in the last few months. One of the things is that, and I believe I might have mentioned this in the last podcast, so if this is repetitive, I'm sorry. I had gone in for some blood work, and they had noticed that my engraftment percentage, in other words, the amount of my donor's cells versus my own cells, was going in the wrong direction. Instead of being close to 100% engrafted, I was dropping back down into the 70% range. This is generally considered a precursor to a failure of your bone marrow transplant. Well, they scheduled me for a booster shot, if you will, of additional donor cells. So those had to be harvested from my anonymous donor, a 28-year-old man in Germany. And that was done, and then it had, of course, be scheduled for me to receive in the cancer center. So that was done, and then we had a few weeks that had to go by so that there could be some more definitive blood work done. And all of that has been completed now, and I'm happy to announce that my engraftment percentage is back up to where they consider it to be, basically 100%. Now, we won't really have anything super conclusive to say about my cancer until we get another bone marrow biopsy, and I imagine that will be scheduled sometime within the next 30 to 45 days. In the meantime, you know, it's summer here in Florida and in the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, and so time goes on. I had mentioned earlier that one of the things that I was trying to do to keep my life normal, quote-unquote, because there are certain limitations for up to 2 years after your bone marrow transplant, those being stay out of crowds, which, you know, usually means church, meetings, fraternal groups, banquets, weddings, etc., etc., etc. You know, wear a mask when you're out, use a lot of hand sanitizer, stay away from flowers, things of that nature, aircraft flying, a lot of germs in an enclosed capsule you're breathing and rebreathing other people's air. Hotel rooms, you never can be quite sure of the cleanliness. So to be able to entertain my responsibilities and my desire to see my children during the summer, who live in Michigan, I decided to buy a Class A motorhome, which I hired out a lot of remodeling work on. And I took my first couple of trips. Well, first off, RVing is a different kind of lifestyle. It's certainly not one for my wife, so she hasn't been accompanying me these trips, which is, frankly, a bummer. I miss my wife. But it's been a great adventure with the kids, and we've gone to two or three different locations now. You know, the thing is, you know, you're out in the woods, you're handling waistlines to drain your tanks and things like that, so you still have to be cautious. You're not necessarily in crowds, but you're out in the woods, insects, bugs, sunlight's been an issue. I've had to wear a lot of sunscreen. It does limit my ability to do things, still. But, you know what? It was a compromise. It's certainly much more activity than I would have gotten had I perished from my disease. And so in that regard, it's wonderful. I got to do things with my kids. I got to create some more memories. I got to act pretty much like my life was normal, you know, with compromise. And that's something that I want to pass on to all listeners out there is that, you know, life goes on. You just have to adapt to it. And it can be good. It can be very good. I mean, I got some priceless memories now of things that I did with my children while I went on these little excursions. And, you know, really, priceless. Priceless means priceless. You can't buy them, okay? You know, I mean, this stuff that I did, you know, I spent a few bucks. But you know what? I mean, if I, how many of my listeners out there can relate to this, okay? You know, 20 years ago, let's say, if you're old enough, or 30, if you're even that old enough, you bought yourself this sound system that you just had to have, okay? And it was just, it was just to die for, right? Well, you know, here it is 30 years later, 20 years later, and it's like, you can't, you know, what does it mean? Nothing, right? It doesn't mean anything to you. But 20 or 30 years ago, you took somebody someplace to do something, okay? An activity with human interaction, okay? And maybe it was just something stupid like a water park or I don't know. You name it. There's a million different ways to create memories. But you know what? Those memories are probably really precious to you right now. They're priceless, okay? I know I'm starting to sound like a stupid old MasterCard commercial, but it's true. Those memories are priceless. Anyways, that's really about all I have to report. You know, all of my test results have been very good. Once again, I'm just completely amazed by the fact that my hair has come in absolutely curly as can be, and it used to be straight. It's just, every time I look in the mirror, I'm just like, who is that guy? But you know what? It's kind of cool, and it's really easy to maintain, so I like it. Anyways, the summer carries on. It's great. I'm hoping to maybe get a couple more little short weekend jaunts with the old RV out there. But it's been wonderful. I'm grateful to be alive. I thank God for each and every day that He has given me and for the... it's a big, important part of your journey, folks. You gotta believe. You have to hang in there. So, once again, this is Jim. Wishing you an amazing day.